is there? Oh, it's you. Just a second. I'm so glad you're here. Come in. Yeah. Hey, sweetie. Does something happen? You're never late to our movie night. And you look, I don't know, stressed? Tired? Is everything all right? Oh, it was that professor again, huh? Of course it was. At this point, I'm pretty sure he's some kind of creature from the abyss sent to our dimension to torment you. sorry, I shouldn't be joking about that. No. I can have an odd sense of humor. Odd and nerdy. That's fair. You do know me. You do know me very well. seriously, though. I'm sorry you had a bad day, sweetie. Crazy deadlines, mandatory extra credits. I've been there, and I know very well that these are basically torture. Sweet boy like you doesn't deserve any of that. But I have something that might put a smile on that face. Can you smell it? Yeah, that is the smell of a freshly baked cake. Right out of the oven. Mm-hmm. Hey, don't look so shocked. I might have told you that I hate baking in the past, but that was, what, like 2 weeks ago? People can change. All right, okay. We both know that's nonsense. The truth is, I really wanted to do something special for you. So, I made the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I know it's not your birthday. I just wanted to show some appreciation for you and, you know, everything you've done for me. Don't make me say it. I'm already a blush mess, you know, like, which is honestly quite embarrassing for a woman my age. Like, you can stop being coy now, Esther. God. You actually don't know what I'm talking about? Oh. Fine. I'll do it. You had a shitty day, and you deserve hearing some nice things. But if it sounds cringe, like the kids say, do know it's your fault for asking. Yeah. Here, sit close to me on the couch. Yeah. You better get comfy, because I'm about to go on one of my infamous rambles. So, remember the day we met? Yeah, you were just getting home, minding your own business, when you saw the new lady who had just moved in. And she was an absolute mess. Oh, of course it's true. I was sitting there all sulky and crying over my ex-husband. Not exactly the prettiest sight. No. Yeah, that period was hard for me. You know, things happened so fast after the divorce, and I started having to share custody of my little boy. And I was just so lonely, you know. Sometimes it felt like I'd never be able to cope with it, and you know, move on. But then you came to speak with me. At first I thought you mistook me for someone else, but no. You actually sat there in front of my apartment door for hours talking to me, goofing around to try and make me laugh. It already amazed me back then that you'd do that for a complete stranger, and now that I know how shy you normally are, honestly, I'm not sure what bit you that day. Well, you did manage to make me smile, actually. I think I was so happy that I lost all sense of ridiculousness. Remember what I did the day after? I, a woman with, like, a decade on you, asked you if you wanted to play video games and eat pizza with me. And the worst part is, you actually came. No, of course I meant it, but after going back through what I said, I was so sure you'd think I was some kind of creepy auntie, or that you'd wake up in a bathtub with some organs missing. But you just showed up here like it was the most natural thing in the world. Oh, I had a great time too, sweetie. Actually, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Like, I don't know, ever since that day, I've always felt that I can be myself around you, talk for hours about completely irrelevant topics that I'm super passionate about, enjoy things that I'm clearly not the target audience for. You never judge me for any of that. If anything, you indulge me even more. I'm rambling more than I planned to already. The point is, I really enjoy spending time with you. I never would have guessed that a college boy would become my best friend. Yet, here we are, having these little game and movie nights together. Really helped me get through some tough times. And even nowadays, it just makes me so happy, so I wanted to thank you for all of this. Oh my god, you're so flustered. I didn't mean to get you like that, but why do you have to be so adorable? Makes me want to pinch your cheeks. Shut up. I know I sound like an old lady, but I can't resist. Look at you. Okay, fine. Okay, I'll stop. I'll stop for now. But I kind of have something to ask. There might be a second part to this whole thing. This conversation. And believe it or not, it's probably even more awkward. Is that okay? Can I continue? I think it's something important for us to talk about. Okay, good. That's good. But before I say it, you have to promise you won't freak out, okay? No, I can't tell you what it is first. That doesn't even make sense. You have to trust me. You do? Okay, all right. I noticed the way you look at me. What I mean is, God, how do I put this? Sometimes I catch you staring at me in ways that don't exactly feel like how you'd look at your goofy older friend. And by sometimes, I mean pretty much every time you think I'm not looking. Hey, what did you promise me? I'm not scolding you. I just wanted to talk about it. I understand what's happening a little better, okay? Like, yeah, I'm serious. I'm not mad at you, sweetie. You're a young man, and I know your hormones are running wild. How could I? You know what? I can't do this anymore. This, not being honest with you. Sweetie, have you truly not noticed that every time we see each other, I'm showing a little more skin? At first, it was some big dresses or mom jeans, then t-shirts and yoga pants, and now I'm wearing this little nightgown that barely covers anything. I don't exactly have a small ass, and half of it is hanging out. You thought it was a coincidence? Oh, dear. Part of me wants to be mad at you for being so clueless, but it's my fault, really. I thought making a move on you would be wrong since I'm so much older. So I tried to get your attention instead. Look sexy and, you know, available. But what on earth was I thinking? This isn't the plot of a porn movie. I know what's probably in your mind now. And you're right. It really is that. Your dorky older friend is crushing on you. Hard. It might be silly, but maybe I am silly for thinking this would get somewhere, but I can't help it. Hearing your voice or even just being around you is enough to get my heart racing. It makes me feel like a smitten teenager again. And that's why I wanted to know what those stares meant. Like I said, you're a young man. You're alone with a woman at her place for hours. It could just be your hormones acting out. And I don't want to assume you'd actually do anything with me. But if you do, if you want me, then I want you as well. Are you going to say something? Maybe I shouldn't have. Fuck. No. No, don't apologize. Don't ever apologize for that, sweetie. Come here. Shh. It's okay. You're a shy boy. There's nothing wrong with that. I love that about you. Ooh. Ooh. Someone got goosebumps. Did you like that? Do you like it when I whisper sweet things in your ear? You know, despite everything, I'm still an experienced woman. Now that I'm sure you want me, I'm more than happy to take charge. Yeah. But you'll end up seeing a different side of me. The one that's hidden under the glasses and the nerdy mom attitude. Is that fine? So you want to see it? Good boy. Are my good boy. And you know what good boys deserve? a reward. Yours will be something that I'm sure you've been wanting for a while. Curious? So, why don't you get a little more comfortable? Sit straight, loosen up, get your body all nice and relaxed so I can straddle you. Like this. How does it feel, sweetie? Having this big, fat ass on your lap. Feeling it almost bare with how my nightgown is lifting up. I'm glad you like it. You know, that's why that Queen song is one of my favorites. Let's say, find the title very relatable. And I am about to make your rocking world go round. What? Just because I'm showing you my naughty side, it doesn't mean I'll stop being my usual self. But let's not get too sidetracked. Does it feel as nice as you imagined? Don't be coy again. When you were gawking at me, I'm sure that fertile mind was running wild. Thinking about touching his body. Grabbing it. Maybe doing much worse than that. Come on. Do you think I haven't? Oh, sweetie. You have no idea. They do say the quiet ones are the worst. Before I tell you more, though, I want you to do something. Kiss me again. But not like PG movie stuff we've been doing before. Kiss me for real. I need you, sweetie. Yeah, I've been needing you for so damn long. See, I'm even grinding on your lap. It's not even on purpose. I'm just spent up. Wait. I was about to say something before, wasn't I? I'm having a bit of a hard time focusing. That's right. I was going to tell you about all the naughty thoughts I've had of you. When I was in the kitchen, for example, I kept picturing you behind me, bending me over, ripping the little clothes I had, and stuffing me just like so hot thinking about it that I started touching myself. I couldn't help it. Ended up making such a mess that I had to run to the shower before you got here. Wow. Did that get you eager? Yeah, keep going. I love kissing you like that. Oh God, it's getting me so fucking wet. sweetie, are you really asking if you can touch me? Look at us. Look at how I'm grinding on you. We're almost fucking with our clothes on. Oh, straight for my tits, huh? Oh, naughty boy. I think you should touch them under my dress, though. I didn't even put a bra on, so you know they're all yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's better. Much better. Oh. Do you like them? They're pretty big, too, aren't they? Really fucking big, actually. If you're into thick mommies, sweetie, then I think I was made for you. And from now on, I'm gonna use this body to drive you fucking wild. Give me those puppy dog eyes. I know you can get enough of me on your lap, but I got up for a reason, okay? Let's say there's somewhere else I want to sit, and you're gonna love it. Now lie down for me. Get comfy again. Yeah, good boy. And I'll, peel these soaked little panties down and sit right on that cute face. Feel how wet I am, sweetie? Oh, it's all your fault. So maybe you could use that tongue to... Yes. Oh God, you're so eager. Oh, you didn't even let me finish. You just fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, you've been devouring me with your eyes, haven't you? No, eat me. Eat my fucking pussy, yes. Oh. 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 You can slowly slide your tongue a little deeper. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, I know you're not very experienced, but you've got a real talent for this. Fuck yeah. Oh, 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 fuck. You've never done this before? No way. It's so good. No, don't try to speak. Just keep going. Keep going, sweetie. Oh, now lick my clit. Come on. I need you to... move a little up from where you're now. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah. You can suck on it a little. Yeah. Good boy. You're such a good boy. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. exactly what you're doing now. Please, perfect. Yes. Oh. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Mm-mm-mm. Don't you dare fucking stop now. No. No, don't stop, please. I miss being wanted like this. I missed it so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Oh, oh, yeah, just a little more. Just a little more. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, you really, you did. You really, oh, you did really, really well, sweetie. Fuck. Oh, sweetie? Oh, fuck. Hey, are you okay? Oh, oh, fuck. I got so worked up, I forgot to let you breathe. I'm so sorry. Oh, you're fine? Oh, that's good. Smothering you with my ass is a little, was in my plans, but I didn't want to actually asphyxiate you. I'm just glad you're okay, and I'll let you take much needed breather. Oh, in the meantime, though, can I take some of your clothes off? They look so uncomfortable. And after what you did, you deserve an even better reward. I think I might have exaggerated a bit. On the teasing. Wow, I can feel your cock throbbing in my hand. Even through your boxers. Talking about them, they're getting in the way. Or should I say, they were. Look at these veins and all the pre-cum dripping. Oh, sweetie, you can bet I'm gonna make it worth your wait. I know, baby, I know you want more. Tastes so good, too. It's not even fair. Everything about you is so sexy and perfect. I can't believe this little mom got the hottest boy in town all for herself. Don't try to contest me, or I'll do even worse. Do you hear? Like what? Well, maybe I could use my tits as well, since you love them so much. You look really into that idea, sweetie. Who would have guessed? In that case, I'll just drop this nightgown to the floor. Cover it with a little more spit. And give you a nice, soft tit fuck. There we go. I know you love this, sweetie. And I put your cock between these massive tits. When I use my hands to press them together and squeeze them. Maybe even suck the tip when it pops out. I can see you're almost bursting. But I need you to hold back, okay? I've waited so long for this. It can't be over so fast. So many lonely nights spent thinking about this cock. How it would taste, how it would feel. I'm such a dirty mommy, aren't I? It's even better than I imagined. Your cock, your body, even your voice, they just do things to me. So what about this? If you're a good boy and hold back a little longer, I'll let you shove it in my mouth and come there. I'll let you fuck my throat, sweetie. Glad you want to try. Don't think I'll make it easy for you, though. No. This is gonna be nightmare difficulty. Still managing it? Huh? That's my good boy. Keep holding back, yeah? While I worship your cock. To pleasure you in every way I can, just for a little longer. All right, that's enough. Now you can. You can go now. Come out of your mouth. Come on. Come from here. Oh, you came so much. Guess you like the reward a lot. I know I loved giving it to you. I'm already a hot mess again. See? Oh, sweetie, I just need you inside me. Yeah. I need you in my pussy so badly. You don't mind if I touch myself while you recover? Do you? Fuck, I can't hold back. I told you before, sometimes these feelings are so strong, they take over me. Yeah, maybe I'm getting to that age where a woman gets super horny, or maybe it's because of how long it's been. I don't know why. What I do know is that my body is craving for you. I'm literally squirming. Fuck. Oh my god. I'd give anything to have that cock inside me right now. Yeah, please watch me, sweetie. Watch how much I need you. So wait, really? You already hard again? Oh, come here then. Get up. Come here. Now. Listen to me. You see that table over there? I'm gonna bend over it, and you're gonna do exactly what we've been both fantasizing about. Not being gentle. I don't want a sweet session of lovemaking tonight. I want you to fuck me, okay? Yes. Okay. All right. I'm ready. Oh. Oh. Yes. 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 Fuck me. Fuck me. Yes. Make up for all those times you've wanted to do this. Fuck. I told you not to be gentle. Pound me. Yes. Pound my pussy and make me your little MILF slut. That's it. Your hips. Bouncing on my ass. Fuck, it feels so good. Harder. Harder. For fuck's sake. Just go as hard as you can. I want your cock deep inside me. Oh, shit. I can't be so loud. The walls are thick, but the other neighbors are gonna hear us this way. I'm basically screaming. Quick, grab the tablecloth and tie my mouth up with... If you don't want us to be evicted from this place, you're gonna have to do it. Come on! Don't stop! Keep showing a cock in me while you... Come inside me. I need to feel you coming inside me. Yes, yes, please, there's so much of it. Again, it's starting to drip out of me. Don't care about the mess. Don't worry. Don't worry at all. Just enjoy it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh. You can pull out now. Oh. I was so into that. I got carried away. Oh, fuck. I definitely need some rest after this. Come here. Lay down with me on the couch. Yeah. There's no way I'm walking all the way to my room. That's my good boy. Now let me hold you. You deserve being spoiled like you've never been before. I know it sounds cliche, but it was so amazing what we did tonight. I've never really felt like that before. I mean, of course, I've done things, but this felt so intense and special. Like, I know I might have thrown myself at you like a succubus in heat, but this isn't only about sex. And when I look at you, I see more than a young boy who I happen to find super hot. I also see a sweet, thoughtful man that I'd love to have at my side. Oh god, that's so melodramatic, isn't it? I think I'm a little dizzy after everything you did to me. Thank you. I kinda needed this. Sweetie, I'm so glad you also see me in that way. I really am. But, you know, it's not gonna be easy, right? If we go through with it, I'm not sure how your family would take it. We're gonna be judged a lot, too. And people see an older woman dating a college boy and they start, you know, assuming things. Wow, what's up with the language, you little rascal? You're right. Yeah, fuck 'em, I guess. We're both consenting adults and this is none of their business. Damn, that's kind of liberating to say. I could... use some liberating myself into the dream realm, though. You want to take a nap together? As you wish, sir. I'm sorry. I've been dying to say this since we watched that movie together last week. I know I'm a dork. You don't need to tell me that. Good nap, sweetie.